unlock the power of your HSA. Pay for a chiropractor and chiropractic care from your health savings account. Health savings accounts, or HSAs, are terrific tools for helping you pay qualified medical expenses of all kinds with pre-tax dollars. You can use your health savings account, HSA, to pay for chiropractic care if it is medically necessary to treat a specific medical condition or injury. Generally, this includes chiropractic care that is deemed necessary by a physician. It's important to note that the chiropractic care must be considered a medical expense by the IRS in order to be eligible for HSA funds. Routine chiropractic care, such as visits for general wellness or maintenance, is not considered a qualified medical expense and cannot be paid for with HSA funds. To ensure that your chiropractic care is considered a qualified medical expense, you should obtain a letter of medical necessity, LMN, from your healthcare provider. This letter should outline the specific medical condition or injury being treated and how chiropractic care is necessary to address it. Be sure to keep a copy of the LMN for your records and submit it to your HSA provider along with the receipt for the expense. Why use health savings accounts? HSAs have several other benefits. 2. Contributions to HSAs are tax-free. Assets in HSAs grow tax-deferred, like a 401k or traditional IRA, as long as you leave the money in the account. Withdrawals to pay qualified medical expenses, including chiropractic treatment for injury or illness, are tax-free. Otherwise, withdrawals are taxable as income. You must also pay a tax penalty of 20% for non-qualified withdrawals. If you don't need your HSA money for healthcare, your HSA money will continue to compound tax deferred. When you turn 65, that money is available penalty-free to supplement your retirement income. You just have to pay taxes on that money, just as you would with other tax-deferred accounts. This combination of direct tax benefits make HSAs the most powerful savings tool in the tax code. But HSAs have other indirect benefits, too, that make them even more valuable. You can use your HSA to pay for things your health insurance may not cover, like alternative medicines such as chiropractic care. You can choose your own doctor. Even if your health plan limits you to a network of authorized care providers, your HSA is your money. You control it, and you can use it with any provider you choose. You can frequently negotiate a discount with your health care providers as a cash payer. In this article, we'll explain how HSAs can help you lower your taxes, while also making funds available that you can use to pay for chiropractic services and other types of complementary and alternative medicine. What is an HSA? A health savings account, HSA, is a tax-advantaged account designed to help individuals with high-deductible health plans, HDHPS, save money for out-of-pocket medical expenses. The funds in an HSA can be used to pay for any medical expenses, including alternative medicine options like chiropractic care. 5 ways using your HSA to pay for a chiropractor can save you money. Using your HSA for chiropractic care comes with 4 big financial benefits. Tax savings. The money you contribute to your HSA is tax deductible, and the funds in your account grow tax-free. You also won't even pay taxes on withdrawals that you use to pay for eligible medical expenses, including chiropractic services. Alternative medicine. Having pre-tax money in your HSA will make it easier to afford alternative medicine services like chiropractic care. If you can manage your condition with chiropractic care, this may help you avoid or reduce the need for more expensive medical treatments, such as surgery or prescription medications. Preventative care. You can't use an HSA to pay for chiropractic care you receive for general wellness purposes, but under certain circumstances, you can use your HSA to pay for chiropractic care for preventative reasons. For example, you may be able to use your HSA to pay for chiropractic care if your physician prescribes it to prevent the development or worsening of a specific medical condition. Cash payer discounts. Patients who pay cash upfront for medical services, including chiropractic care, can often negotiate a significant discount compared to what providers charge insured patients. Ask your provider about a cash pay or self-pay discount. If you have a health sharing plan, you can contact their concierge service and ask them for referrals to good chiropractors who provide attractive pricing to cash pay patients. Lower health insurance premiums. If you have money in an HSA, it's much easier to afford higher deductibles. This enables you to save money in healthcare premiums every month. According to a report from eHealth, in 2020, the average premium for an individual HDHP was $285 per month, compared to an average premium of $456 per month for an individual plan with a lower deductible. This represents a savings of approximately 38% on average for individuals enrolled in an HDHP. For family coverage, the average premium for an HDHP was $698 per month, compared to an average premium of $1,152 per month for a family plan with a lower deductible. This represents a savings of approximately 39% on average for families enrolled in an HDHP. How your HSA helps you choose your own doctor. When you use a health savings account, you have total freedom to choose your own doctor. This is a major advantage over routing your healthcare business through most traditional commercial health insurance plans. Here's why. Most traditional health insurance policies sold today, and most workplace group insurance policies, are managed care plans, including health maintenance organizations, HMOs, preferred provider organizations, PPOs, and exclusive provider organizations, PPOs. These types of plans restrict benefits if you go out of network, but everything you have in an HSA is your money, not the insurance company's money, even if your employer made the contribution. So when you use an HSA to pay for chiropractic care or anything else, you aren't limited to a managed care plan's limited network of authorized care providers. With your HSA, you can see any provider you want for chiropractic care or any other qualified healthcare expense. Does my insurance cover chiropractic care? Not necessarily. Some plans do, but many traditional health insurance plans don't cover chiropractic care or provide very limited coverage for chiropractic care and other forms of alternative care. Whether your insurance covers chiropractic care or not depends on the specific terms and conditions of your insurance policy. Understanding your health insurance plan's coverage for chiropractic care is crucial. To find out if your insurance covers chiropractic care, you can check your policy documents or contact your insurance provider directly. They will be able to provide you with information on what types of services are covered and any applicable copayments or deductibles. It's worth noting that even if your insurance does cover chiropractic care, you may still have a significant deductible or coinsurance requirement. There may be limits on the number of visits or the types of treatments that are covered. In this case, as long as your chiropractic care qualifies as an authorized medical expense, you can use your HSA to cover all your out-of-pocket expenses, tax-free, up to the dollar amount you have in the account. As always, it's best to check with your insurance provider to fully understand your coverage for chiropractic care and alternative health care. HSA myths. What are the common misconceptions and concerns about HSAs and chiropractic care? Here are some of the most common misconceptions people have about HSAs and how they apply to chiropractic care. HSAs are difficult to manage. Contrary to popular belief, HSAs are not difficult to manage. You can easily deposit money into your account on a monthly or yearly basis and use it to pay for medical expenses. Additionally, many HSA providers offer intuitive tools and resources to help you monitor and control your account, such as web portals, mobile apps, and educational articles and videos. HSAs require me to keep my money in savings accounts that provide a lousy return. Not true. If you have money in your HSA that you don't expect to need right away, you can invest them in a mutual fund or other investments using a self-directed HSA account. These may help you generate a higher return on your HSA money than you would if you left it alone in the original HSA account. Your self-directed HSA investments still receive the same tax benefits they would in a conventional HSA. Naturally, there are risks associated with these investments as well. You should be aware of the potential risks of self-directed HSA investing as well as the reward. Chiropractic care is not a valid medical expense. Contrary to this belief, chiropractic care is considered a qualified medical expense if used to treat a specific diagnosed medical condition and can be paid for using your HSA funds. HSAs can only be used for traditional medical treatments. HSAs can also be used for any type of alternative medicine, including chiropractic care, acupuncture, energetic healing modalities, and even massage therapy. The catch: for it to be a qualified medical expense, you need a diagnosis of a specific medical condition. You can't use HSA money to pay for chiropractic care or other alternative forms of care for general wellness purposes. You need a referral from a primary care physician to use HSA funds for chiropractic care. You never need referral or permission from your insurance company, your employer, or anybody else to use your HSA funds for chiropractic care or any other medical expense. HSA funds can only be used for chiropractic adjustments. HSA funds can be used for any medical services you receive from the chiropractor, as long as they are related to a specific medical condition. This would include adjustments, x-rays, and other diagnostic tests, or any other prescribed therapies and treatments. HSA funds must be used by the end of the year, or they will be lost. Unlike flexible spending accounts, FSAs, HSA funds do not have a use it or lose it policy. Your HSA funds will continue to roll over from year to year, tax deferred, allowing you to save and invest for future medical expenses. Any amounts remaining are available to supplement your retirement savings penalty-free. Starting at the age of 65, you just have to pay income taxes on withdrawals. But there's no more 20% penalty for withdrawals for purposes other than qualified healthcare expenses. You cannot use your HSA for chiropractic care if you have other insurance coverage. You can use your HSA to pay for chiropractic care or any other qualified medical expense, even if you have other insurance coverage. HSA funds can be used to cover copayments, deductibles, or any out-of-pocket expenses related to your chiropractic care that your insurance does not cover. Examples of using an HSA to pay for a chiropractor. Here are some common circumstances where HSAs have tremendous advantages in helping you pay for chiropractic and other forms of healthcare. Uninsured patients. John has been experiencing chronic back pain and decides to try chiropractic care as a potential solution. He doesn't have health insurance, so he uses his HSA funds to pay for his initial chiropractic consultation and follow-up treatments. His withdrawals are tax-free and penalty-free. By using his HSA, John was able to get care that helped him avoid risky and expensive back surgery. Patients with high deductibles. Samantha has a high-deductible health plan and an HSA. She's been diagnosed with spinal stenosis and regularly visits a chiropractor to maintain her spinal health and prevent back pain. Her deductible is $8,000 per year, and she doesn't expect to have other significant medical expenses during the year, so she will have to pay the entire amount out of pocket. However, Samantha has several thousand dollars in her HSA, enough to cover the costs of treatment. Samantha uses tax-free earnings from her HSA to pay her deductible for chiropractic treatments, making her costs significantly more affordable than if she had to use after-tax dollars to pay for treatment. If Samantha files the claim through her insurance company, she will still have to pay the deductible out of pocket or use her HSA, but she'll be credited toward her deductible. So if she has another significant medical event during the year, she will have to pay much less. Patients with a medical history. David has a family history of spinal issues and wants to be proactive in preventing potential problems. He contributes the maximum allowed amount to his HSA and uses the funds to pay for chiropractic care and other preventative healthcare services, while optimizing his HSA benefits and savings, reducing reliance on prescription drugs. Susan, a 50-year-old teacher, has struggled with debilitating migraine headaches for years. She used to have to take codeine, narcotics, and other powerful painkillers just to get through the day, but they impaired her ability to function at work and at home. Posture care. Mark, a 43-year-old entrepreneur, has been diagnosed with scoliosis, uses his HSA to pay for chiropractic care to improve his posture and address ongoing neck and shoulder pain. By using his HSA for these treatments, Mark benefits from tax savings and takes a proactive approach to his health. In each of these examples, individuals have successfully used their HSAs to pay for chiropractic care, taking advantage of the tax benefits and flexibility offered by these accounts. When you should not use an HSA for your chiropractor. If you have an HSA, you always want to run all your out-of-pocket medical expenses through it. This will enable you to spend pre-tax money rather than post-tax money, so your money will go a lot further, especially if you are in a higher tax bracket. But if you have the funds available to pay the expense without withdrawing money from your HSA, here's one idea you may also want to consider. Leave the money in the HSA for now and reimburse yourself later. If you leave your money in your HSA, it will continue to grow tax deferred. If you open a self-directed HSA, you can put the money in stocks, mutual funds, or almost anything else you want. If it grows in value or pays out dividends, you normally pay no taxes on this growth as long as the money stays in your HSA. Later, even years later, you can withdraw the money to reimburse yourself for that expense. That way, you can benefit from the tax-deferred growth that the HSA offers. Just make sure you save your receipts. What happens if you use HSA for non-medical expenses? If you use your HSA funds for non-medical expenses, such as entertainment or travel expenses, you will be subject to penalties and taxes. The IRS imposes a 20% penalty on non-qualified distributions from an HSA, in addition to any income tax owed on the distribution. To avoid penalties and taxes, it's important to only use your HSA funds for eligible medical expenses as defined by the IRS guidelines. How to maximize your HSA funds? Here are some excellent strategies for maximizing the benefit of your HSA account. Contribute the maximum amount allowed. By contributing the maximum allowed amount to your HSA, you maximize your tax savings and potential for growth through investments. In 2023, the maximum contributions are $3,850 for individuals and $7,750 for families. Those 55 years old and above and not enrolled in Medicare can contribute an additional $1,000 as a catch-up contribution. If you're confident you won't need to access your HSA money for anything other than qualified medical expenses until at least age 65, it may make sense to prioritize HSA contributions over traditional IRA contributions and summon match retirement account contributions. Use HSA funds only for qualified medical expenses. To avoid being charged income tax and the 20% penalty, it's important to restrict the use of your HSA funds to eligible medical expenses only. Invest your HSA funds. By investing your unused HSA funds by a self-directed retirement account, you can potentially get a higher return on your savings than you could by leaving them in an off-the-shelf HSA product. In addition to HSA savings accounts, most HSA providers will give you the ability to invest your funds in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and other investments. There is risk involved in these investments, but any gains in your self-directed HSA will still receive the favorable tax treatment as long as the money is left in your HSA. Save receipts and track expenses. Keep track of your medical expenses and save receipts. If you are ever audited, you will have a paper record to justify your tax-free HSA withdrawals. Shop around for a high-interest HSA account. Some HSA providers offer interest rates that are higher than the national average. Shopping around for a high-interest HSA account can help you earn more on your HSA funds. Consider an HSA rollover. If you have an HSA with a provider that charges high fees or offers limited investment options, you may consider rolling over your HSA to another provider that better suits your needs. However, be sure to check for any potential fees with the new provider. Paying for medical treatment with an HSA. With an HSA, you can allocate pre-tax funds towards eligible medical expenses. By doing so, you can lower your out-of-pocket costs and also decrease your income tax. Any expense that is incurred for the purpose of treating or preventing a particular medical condition would be considered a qualified medical expense. Some examples of HSA eligible medical expenses include doctor visits, including copays and deductibles, prescription medications, dental care, vision care, including eyeglasses and contact lenses, chiropractic care, acupuncture. You can consult IRS publication 502 to get some more examples of expenses the IRS considers to be medical expenses, but note that it is not all-inclusive. Remember, you can use your HSA to pay for virtually any expense if it is for the treatment or prevention of a medical condition. What are the most common mistakes people make with? Here are some of the most common mistakes people make with health savings accounts and how to avoid them. Not contributing enough. One of the biggest mistakes people make with HSAs is not contributing enough money to the account. HSAs are a tax-advantaged way to save money on healthcare expenses, so it's important to contribute as much as possible to take full advantage of the tax benefits. Not understanding the rules. Another common mistake is not fully understanding the rules surrounding HSAs. For example, there are limits on how much you can contribute each year, and there are restrictions on how the money can be used. It's important to read the fine print and understand the rules before opening an HSA. Using the funds for non-qualified expenses. HSAs are meant to be used for qualified medical expenses, such as deductibles, copayments, and prescriptions. However, some people make the mistake of using the funds for non-qualified expenses, such as elective cosmetic procedures or gym memberships, or for chiropractic care for general wellness purposes, rather than for the purposes of treating a specific diagnosed medical condition. If you use the funds for non-qualified expenses, you will have to pay taxes and a 20% penalty on the amount. Not keeping receipts. It's important to keep receipts for all qualified medical expenses paid out of an HSA. This is because you may need to provide proof of the expense in the future if the IRS audits your HSA. Not keeping receipts can make it difficult to prove that the expense was qualified. Forgetting to reimburse yourself. Another mistake people make is forgetting to reimburse themselves for qualified medical expenses. Even if you don't need the money right away, it's important to reimburse yourself for any qualified expenses you've paid for out of pocket. This will ensure that the funds are used appropriately and that you don't miss out on any tax benefits. Can I deduct personal medical expenses if I pay for them using an HSA? Generally, no. If you use funds from your health savings account, HSA, to pay for qualified medical expenses, you generally cannot also claim those expenses as a deduction on your taxes. This is because HSA contributions are made on a pre-tax basis, meaning that they have already received a tax benefit. However, if you use your HSA funds for non-qualified medical expenses, you may be subject to taxes and penalties on the withdrawal. In this case, you may still be able to deduct the expense on your taxes if it exceeds a certain percentage of your adjusted gross income, AGI, as of tax year 2022. you can deduct qualified medical expenses that exceed 7.5% of your AGI. It's important to note that you cannot deduct the same expense twice, once as a deduction and again as an HSA distribution. If you have questions about the tax implications of using your HSA funds, you may want to consult with a tax professional or financial advisor. Questions? Need help? If you have questions about enrolling in and using a high-deductible health plan, an HSA, or paying for chiropractic or other forms of alternative care, click here and make an appointment to speak with a personal benefits manager. Consultations are free, and you're under no obligation. Conclusion. In conclusion, health savings accounts, HSAs, can effectively cover various medical expenses, including conventional and alternative treatments such as chiropractic care. In this article, I discussed the benefits of using health savings accounts, HSAs, to pay for chiropractic care and alternative medicine. We also explored some common HSA management mistakes and debunked common misconceptions about HSAs and chiropractic treatments. Furthermore, we provided strategies for maximizing your HSA funds and managing medical expenses. Unlock the power of your HSA by using it for chiropractic care and other alternative medicine options. Invest in your health and enjoy the tax savings that come with a well-managed HSA.